This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Do not put off your health care, even if it means going to the hospital. That's the message today from top Bay State doctors to people with serious ailments who may be avoiding emergency rooms for fear of contracting the coronavirus. The doctors joined Governor Charlie Baker at the Statehouse today to convey that message. WBUR senior Statehouse reporter Steve Brown was there as well and joins us now. So how come the doctors are coming forth with this message now?
Well, Lisa, while most of the attention from the outside is focused on people with COVID-19, hospitals have seen their emergency rooms eerily quiet when it comes to non-COVID-19 cases. They say they usually see people coming in with chest pains, shortness of breath, signs of stroke, and other illnesses, and they fear that some of these folks may simply be overlooking these symptoms because they fear contracting COVID-19 at the hospital. Dr. Michael Apkon, the CEO of Tufts Medical Center, says that avoidance of the hospital is leading to many people getting sicker than they need to be.
We've seen children coming to the hospital after having several days of abdominal pain, coming with a ruptured appendix. We've seen patients with symptoms of stroke that are staying at home long beyond the point at which medications that would markedly improve their outcome could safely be delivered. We understand the fear that people have, but what we want people to know is that we are keeping you safe at the hospital.
Now, doctors say they're seeing more cardiovascular problems and even having to perform more limb amputations because people are trying to wait out their medical problems instead of going to a hospital or clinic. By the time they decide to seek help, the damage has already been done.
So the bottom line is don't ignore those health warning signs any more now than you would have before.
Absolutely. Do what you would normally do if we were not in the midst of a pandemic. Call your doctor, call 911, or get yourself to the ER. Doctors are busy with COVID-19 cases, without a doubt, but they still have the capacity to treat other serious health issues.
Okay, Steve, you mentioned the COVID cases. Governor Baker said yesterday that one of the numbers he's keeping a close watch on to determine when he can begin opening up state businesses is the rate of hospitalizations, and that rate has to come down, he said. Where does it stand now?
Well, today the overall number actually dropped with 87 fewer people hospitalized, so that's a good thing. They'll want to see that number continue to drop over a period of days before even thinking about easing up any of the restrictions. The governor says these numbers underscore the importance of continuing to do what we've been doing to push back against COVID-19.
That means staying at home, pausing businesses in many cases, changing the way we live, covering our face in public, maintaining physical and social distance, and cooperating with community tracing efforts. Our focus needs to be on doing everything we can to prevent and reduce the loss of life due to this virus.
Now, the governor says now is a good time to remember the sacrifice and disruption that we're working through right now. It is to protect people's parents, grandparents, siblings, children, neighbors, friends, and coworkers.
So what are the other coronavirus figures from the Department of Public Health today?
Yeah, the number of people reported to have died from COVID-19 continues to go up. Another 178 deaths were reported today, bringing the total number of people who have died from this to 2,360. And over 3,000 people are reported testing positive for COVID-19. That's the highest one-day total yet. But Lisa, it's important to point out that the number, or put that number in perspective, because the total number of tests reported since yesterday is also the highest it's ever been, over 14,600 tests. So it makes sense that as the number of tests go up, so will the number of confirmed cases.
So one more question about numbers. On Thursdays, the number of people applying for unemployment insurance comes out. What can we tell by the information that was released today?
Sure. 80,000 people filed new unemployment claims in Massachusetts last week. That's down from the previous week, but still a huge number of people. And it brings the total number who have filed initial claims to 650,000 since the economy was all but shut down just a month or so ago due to the COVID-19 response. Now, the number of initial claims will probably spike up again next week as now self-employed and so-called gig workers can file for unemployment. The state says 200,000 people have filed through the system set up for those workers. Since it went live on Monday, they'll show up in the numbers that are released next Thursday.
And we'll ask you about them then. Thank you very much again, WBUR senior Statehouse reporter Steve Brown. Thanks.
Thank you, Lisa.